Hello, my name is Price Van Ray. I'm a divorced single dad, father of five kids. Welcome to my show. Welcome back, everybody. Oh my God, it's going to be an interesting week here. I had something in my mouth like some cat hair. I have four cats, and I love them. One cat, I don't know, he might not be working out because he tends to be like a loner cat and sort of snarls and growls at all the other cats. So it's making it very uncomfortable for the other cats. I thought I could give him a good home, but we'll see what happens. There's many people who could love my cat like my mom, who definitely would love to have a cat like mine because why? She, my mom likes companionship, so that's good. So all that being said, I do want to tell you about today's show. Got a great show for you. It's called Stand Out, Ditch the Crowd. That's right. It's teaching your child how not to be a follower. That's something we don't want our kids to be, followers. You know, if your kid's a follower, they might get into the wrong situation and a lot of things could and would happen. So that's what we're going to do. But we have a thought of the day today. And the thought of the day is this. I'd rather chase a dream than ever be in the running. That's right. You know, all of us, when we're children, we all have dreams. We know that we want to do something like, I don't know, be an astronaut. We want to be a physicist, a doctor, a lawyer, a police officer, serve our country, be a mom or a dad. And the bottom line is, you have to have that dream. You have to have that kind of connection to say, hey, this is what I want to do. I'm going to chase my dream. But even if you never reach your dream, I'll tell you right now, it's better than not having a dream at all. Because can you imagine not having a dream, not having something to look forward to, not having something to chase? You just sit there in life. And I'll be honest with you, I don't think that's a very good thing. We have to have dreams. We have to chase them. Because that's what our lives are. We're chasers, not sitters, not people who just sit around and do nothing. We have to have that dream. We have to have something to say, hey, this is me. This is what I want to do with my life, or this is what I'm going to do with my time. That's right. Chase your dream. Then teach your child, hey, you know, if you got a dream, I'll help you chase it. I'm there for you. You have my support. That being said, on with the show. That's right. Today, I wanted to do something about how not to be a follower. And that's tough in life. So, I mean, you want to stand out and ditch the crowd. You don't want to just follow everybody. My mom, when I was a kid, she would say, you know, Price, if somebody jumps off a bridge, are you going to follow them? Are you going to jump off that bridge with them? Well, no, I won't do that. But unfortunately, in life, there are people who will follow blindly without questioning anything. They're just followers. They don't think. They don't even think about thinking. They just do. And does it mean they're weak-minded? I don't know. I can't really get into that, but I will say this. You have to teach your kid to think. You have to teach your kid to say, hey, am I going to go with the masses or am I going to think for myself? Teach your child to think for themselves. Tell them to stand out and ditch the crowd. Now, I want to tell you something. I have five kids. Everybody knows. If you follow the podcast, and I hope you do, if this is your first time listening to it, thank you very much. But if you follow the podcast, you guys know I have five children. And my oldest one is 27. I have three girls and two boys. Now, I remember when one of my children, I'm not going to say which one, but when one of my kids was in college, I remember going up to visit her. And when I got there, we were just talking. I said, you know, how's it going? Are you enjoying college? This is a great time for you to be in school. This is awesome. Take advantage of all the opportunities. And we talked. We ate. We went back to her room, and then she told me something. I said, how are the people on your floor? She goes, oh, they're good. The girl across the hall, though, I guess she doesn't have a lot of friends. She's a troublemaker. She's this and that. So I just started digging. I said, well, how do you know this? And she said, well, that's what this girl said. You know, that's what she said. I said, honey. And we sat on the bed and I talked to her. Now, she's a good thinker. I mean, I don't think she believed it. So I said, you know, honey, in life, you can't really go by what people say and think that is gospel when they're talking about somebody. You have to get to know them. You have to get to see what kind of person they are. Because there are people in life who are toxic, who will defame or discredit somebody and make them look bad because they're insecure. Because that's how a lot of people, I'm sorry to say, honey, this is what I'm telling my daughter, in life, a lot of people get their rocks off doing this stuff. And you have to realize and you have to figure out who these people are. Do they have good intentions? Do they put positive things out into the world? Who do they surround themselves with? You have to ask questions. You have to think, honey. I love you and I know you can think and you'll figure this out. So that's what I told my daughter. And I didn't mention it again. I don't know what happened with the girl across the hall. But you have to be there for your kid and you have to explain to them, don't be a follower. Because in life, there are people who will spread gossip, who will spread lies, who will try to discredit you. And if you just believe it and just take their word for it, my God, I mean, what does that say about you? Does it say you're weak-minded, that you'll believe anything without question? If somebody says, hey, the sky is red, if anybody says differently, they're lying. They're a bad person. But if you look and see that the sky is not red, the sky is blue, you're like, wait a minute, the sky's not red? Why are you spreading these lies? Why are you doing this? What's wrong with you? Why are people even listening to you? That's what I would say. That's it, without question. That is what pretty much I would say. I always in my life tried not to be one of those people who just follow, who just take the word of the person as gospel. Because you just never know. You have to do your homework. You have to do some digging. You have to say, hey, listen, I know you said this. However, what happened here? Now, this is just my daughter in school. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you another story. Okay? Another story. This is in the workplace. I used to work in a factory. While I was working in the factory, and I'll be honest with you, I wouldn't suggest people to work in a factory. I wouldn't suggest my kids. I don't know. Maybe there's some great factories out there. The one I was in, let me just say this. It didn't really help me grow as a person. And it's the environment you put yourself in, which is another thing about following. Now, when you are in a workplace, and let's say you're a new person, you know, you hope people are going to guide you and help you and not try to sabotage your life and make you look bad and all the above. But I remember I was working in a factory, and I mean, you know, when I started there, I did, you know, I had to go through the gauntlet, through the harassment, through whatever it is people want to call it, just to try to have a voice and be accepted. And sometimes you will be accepted, sometimes you won't. It all depends on the people, if they're followers or if they're thinkers. You know, if they're ones who don't listen to that kind of stuff, who'll actually stand out and ditch the crowd, or who'll just go with the crowd. So I remember being in a factory. I was there for years. They got a new supervisor. So I was listening to this guy. I'm not going to say his name. He had worked there longer than I did. And he said, oh, I know this guy. I know this guy. He's a jerk. You know, he got me fired from my last job. I don't like him. You guys are not going to like him. He's a terrible person. And I'm listening to him poison the minds of everybody there, and they're just agreeing, oh, really, really, well, he must be. If this is what you said, oh, it must be gospel. And I'm sitting back saying, well, how do you know that? Why would you say that? So he tells me, Price, you're not going to like him. And I said, hey, wait a minute now. I don't need you to tell me who I'm going to like and not like. I'll find out for myself. I don't need anybody to tell me who's good or bad. I will figure it out. I want to get to know that person. And when somebody tells me that this person's a bad person or this person, you're not going to like him, that makes me as a person, want to get to know that person even more. I'm not going to listen to somebody try to poison my mind, trying to convince me that, hey, you aren't going to like this person. That's nonsense. That's silly. That's insanity. So I got to know this new supervisor guy, and I'm going to tell you, he was a great guy. He was a nice, decent man. And we became friends. And I remember when I got married, he even got me a present and said, hey, I wanted to get you something because you're getting married. And I said, oh, my God, thank you so much. So that goes to show you his heart. It shows you the kind of person that my new friend, who was a supervisor, was and who he became. This is a person who you want to get to know. When somebody ostracizes somebody, unless they do something bad to you, come on, get to know that person. Just don't take somebody's word as gospel. Don't be the one to follow the person off the bridge. Because you know what happens if you follow somebody off the bridge? You will drown just like them. You'll hit rock bottom. Is that what you want? Is that truly what you want? Do you want to be like somebody like that? I'm going to be honest with you. I don't. And when it comes to people like that who try to poison the minds of people, I'm going to be honest with you. It is exhausting. It is just so exhausting. I don't know how people in this world can listen to the gossip. Almost listen to the hatred in somebody's voice. How they try to conspire and manipulate. You got to teach your kids. You have to teach your children. Listen. Listen, honey, I love you so much, but stand out and ditch the crowd. Because if you don't, you're going to be like that person. Now, I'm not saying every child's going to listen, but you hope your child does. You hope your child says, you know what, Mom, Dad, I'm going to listen to what you said. Because I believe you have some wisdom. You have some words of wisdom. That you have some lifetime experience to say, hey, I can listen to you. What you have to say does make sense. What you have to say is something I could use in my life. I could incorporate it in my everyday living. You like that? Incorporate it in my everyday living. And that's what you want to do. Teach your child. You definitely want to teach your child. I'm going to tell you, life is not easy. Life is tough. And you want to make sure your child has a chance. So you want to give them every chance they can in life to be the person they can be. Funny thing is, like I always tell people, life does not come with an instruction booklet. It just doesn't. But it comes with parents with experience. How can you help your child not follow somebody? They say sports is good. You have them try out for sports. Have them build up some confidence. That way they'll be able to stand up to somebody. They'll be able to confront people. It builds character too. Sports is a great thing. No, I'm not saying they got to go into competitive sports, but just in any sport to teach your child, hey, this is it. Focus. Challenge yourself. Build a rapport with people. Get to know people. It teach your child to get to know people so they can see what kind of a person somebody is, whether they're a good person whether they're a manipulative person, but you want to teach your child. You want them to be in a situation where they can differentiate between good and bad. That's basically what it is. Basically what it is. It's good and bad. You have to teach your child this. Tell your child to focus on emotional intelligence. Yeah, there's emotional intelligence. When you get mad, you got to stay focused. You have to remember, when you're mad, keep thinking. Why am I mad? Is this person upsetting me because of what he said about this person? Is this person trying to manipulate me? Emotional intelligence is good. You can use it. Use it for a positive, for your benefit. You have to give your child time to be creative. A creative thinker. A creative thinker so they can think outside the box. So they can say, hey, this is what this person's saying, but should I listen to it? And have them dig. Dig down to say, hey, is this what I should believe about this person? What's going on? Does this person have good intentions? I mean, what kind of a person is this? Teach your child not to be a follower. That's one big thing. One big thing. You got to teach your child. You don't want them to fall into the trap. The trap of following, because one day, if they don't learn how not to be a follower, they may follow the person in front of them right off that bridge. And that wouldn't be a good thing. Really wouldn't. We love our kids, so do right by them. Teach them. And now, it's story time. The story, I call it Think for Yourself. Karen was a known gossiper in town. She had a talent for stirring up trouble with her words, spreading rumors about everyone she knew. Insecure deep down, she believed that creating chaos would divert attention from her own insecurities. And so she weaved the web of lies, setting her sights on her latest victim, Susie. Susie was a kind-hearted girl who had recently moved to town. She had a warm smile and a gentle spirit that instantly made her likable. But Karen couldn't stand to see someone garnishing so much attention and admiration. So she set out to tarnish Susie's reputation, hoping to turn everyone against her. With a sly grin, Karen whispered false tales about Susie's past, twisting innocent moments into sinister stories. She made sure to spread her poison to anyone willing to listen, poisoning their minds with her toxic words. Slowly, the once welcoming town started to distance themselves from Susie, believing the lies Karen had concocted. It seemed like Karen had succeeded in her wicked plan. Meanwhile, on the outskirts of town, a new girl named Dory arrived. She was unaware of Karen's reputation and had yet to be affected by her toxic gossip. Dory had a curious mind and a knack for sensing falsehoods. Something about Karen's scheming nature didn't sit right with her, and she was determined to uncover the truth. Dory began to observe Karen's behavior closely, noticing the way she constantly whispered to others, planting seeds of doubt and discord. She realized that Karen thrived on the chaos she created, delighting in the power she held over people's perceptions. It was then that Dory understood Karen's true nature. Karen was a liar, a gossiper, and a troublemaker. With newfound knowledge, Dory decided to befriend Susie. She wanted to show the town the kind-hearted girl Karen was trying to destroy. Dory spoke to Susie, assuring her that she saw through the lies and was determined to help her regain the trust of the townsfolks. Together, Dory and Susie devised a plan. They would comfort Karen and expose her for the liar she was. The truth had to be revealed, and the townspeople deserved to know. Through their unity, they hoped to undo the damage Karen had inflicted on Susie's reputation. As the day of reckoning approached, Karen started to sense a shift in the atmosphere. The townspeople had grown tired of her lies and manipulations. They noticed Dory and Susie's unwavering support for one another, and it warmed their heart. Suddenly, Karen found herself isolated, her once loyal followers turning their backs on her. In a twist of fate, Karen's attempt to destroy Susie had only made her stronger. The town rallied behind Susie, appreciating her resilience and genuine nature. Karen, on the other hand, was left to face the consequences of her deceitful actions. But this was just the beginning of their story. A tale of friendship, loyalty, and the power of truth was about to unfold. And as the town embraced Susie and Dory, Karen would learn a valuable lesson about the consequences of spreading falsehood. Don't do it. I like that story, and I hope you guys liked it too. Hey, listen, I want to thank you for joining me here today. I enjoyed talking to you, and if you enjoyed this podcast, you can download any of my past podcasts, morning, noon, and night, and hear it all over the internet. It would be great if you could hear what I have to say. So that's going to bring us to the end of the show. I want to thank all of you for listening today. It's been great, and don't forget to be nice and talk nice to everyone you see. It's free. Don't be a jerk. And remember this one last bit of advice. Tomorrow is never promised, so don't go to bed angry at your child or anyone you love. And before you go to bed tonight, hug your child and tell them, "I will love you forever, Dad." Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining me here today. Let's do it again. I'll see you next time here on my show. Be well, be kind, be back, peace, and my family and friends, I, Christ Van Ray, will see you later. Bye.